In the heart of the Ukrainian conflict, a gripping saga unfolds as the formidable Leopard 2 tanks mysteriously retreat from the front lines, leaving behind a veil of intrigue and speculation. Rumors abound and whispers of clandestine motives hang in the air. What could have compelled the withdrawal of these Western-engineered beasts of war? In a world shrouded in uncertainty, we embark on a journey to solve the puzzle, delving into the three mysterious reasons that lie at the heart of the Leopard 2's absence from the Ukrainian battleground. Stay tuned. Before delving into the reasons, let's us call back what happens in the conflict recently. On July 3rd, Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu made an announcement claiming the destruction of 16 German-made Leopard tanks provided to Ukraine by Poland and Portugal. These tanks were allegedly targeted and destroyed during unsuccessful Ukrainian attacks in the southern direction of Donetsk, Zaporizhia. Disturbing footage circulated on Telegram revealing a precise strike by a Russian Lancet UAV on a German Leopard tank, resulting in its destruction and billowing smoke. In response to the escalating situation, Ukraine has made the decision to withdraw its Leopard 2 tank fleet from the front line of battle. This decision amidst Ukraine's intense conflict left many puzzled. What's the real reasons behind its withdrawal? Is this just a tactical maneuver by Ukraine to deceive Russia, allowing Russia to revel in its success and then surprising the world with a counterattack? Only time could unfold this mystery. According to Military Cognizance, the failure of the Leopard 2 tanks in Ukrainian combat cannot be solely attributed to their poor quality. These tanks are still considered to be among NATO's most modern and capable assets. However, there are three intriguing reasons that shed light on the decision to withdraw these Western beasts from the heart of the Ukrainian battlefields. Firstly, the advancing Russian forces presented a daunting challenge through the deployment of minefields and relentless artillery fire. In the context of the relative ineffectiveness of the German-made Leopard 2 tanks in the Ukrainian war, one of the primary reasons can be attributed to the challenges posed by minefields and artillery fire from Russian forces. Russian forces have strategically planted mines in the conflict zone, creating minefields that pose a significant threat to advancing armored vehicles, including the Leopard 2 tanks. These mines are designed to target and disable tanks, making it difficult for the Ukrainian forces to maneuver effectively and safely. Furthermore, the Russian forces heavily employ anti-tank missiles, which are highly effective against armored vehicles like the Leopard 2. These anti-tank missiles are capable of penetrating the tank's armor, causing extensive damage or destruction. The presence of these anti-tank missiles poses a constant danger to the Leopard 2 tanks on the front lines. In addition to anti-tank missiles, Russian forces make extensive use of helicopters, which provide them with aerial firepower and surveillance capabilities. These helicopters can effectively target and engage armored vehicles, including the Leopard 2 tanks, from above, further endangering their effectiveness on the battlefield. The combined threat of minefields, anti-tank missiles, and helicopter attacks creates a challenging environment for the Ukrainian forces. They lack sufficient strength and resources to suppress and counter the advancing mechanized forces effectively. As a result, the Leopard 2 tanks face significant difficulties in navigating through these hostile conditions and effectively engaging Russian forces. Secondly, despite their technological advancements, the Leopard 2 tanks proved to be complex and prone to damage, requiring extensive maintenance. The Leopard 2 tanks are known for their advanced technological features and sophisticated systems, which contribute to their effectiveness on the battlefield. However, the downside of this complexity is that they are more susceptible to damage compared to Soviet and Russian tanks, which often have simpler and sturdier designs. When the Leopard 2 tanks experience mechanical failures or sustain damage during combat, they require significant maintenance efforts to restore them to operational condition. This involves specialized technical expertise, spare parts, and time-consuming repairs. However, Ukraine's logistical capabilities are reportedly unable to afford or effectively handle these major repairs for the German tanks directly on the battlefield. As a result, if the Leopard 2 tanks encounter significant issues that render them inoperable, they need to be transported to repair facilities in Poland. This logistical challenge of sending the tanks to another country for repairs further contributes to the overall operational inefficiency and reduced effectiveness of the Leopard 2 tanks in the Ukrainian war. The time required for repairs and the logistical hurdles involved in the process create delays and reduce the availability of these tanks for combat operations. Ukraine, grappling with limited logistical capabilities, finds itself unable to sustain the demands of major repairs on the battlefield. The Leopard 2's intricate systems and intricate components become a double-edged sword as their sophistication makes them susceptible to damage, while their maintenance becomes a daunting challenge. Thirdly, a captivating mystery surrounds the motivations of the Russian Ministry of Defense and their soldiers to target Western-made equipment, including the Leopard 2. The Russian Ministry of Defense and their allied group has established award policies that incentivize and reward their troops for successfully engaging and neutralizing Western-made equipment, including tanks. This policy sends a clear message to Russian soldiers that targeting and disabling Western tanks, such as the Leopard 2, can lead to recognition and rewards, thus motivating them to prioritize these specific vehicles in combat. This strategic focus on attacking Western-made equipment aligns with a report by the Russian media outlet RIA Novosti, which cites statements from several Ukrainian prisoners of war. Surprisingly, these prisoners express feeling unsafe while operating U.S. and Western-contributed combat vehicles. They reveal that these vehicles have become primary targets for Russian forces due to the aforementioned award policies and motivations. The knowledge that their adversaries specifically target Western-made equipment, including the Leopard 2 tanks, has likely created a sense of vulnerability and insecurity among Ukrainian troops. This awareness can impact their confidence and effectiveness on the battlefield, knowing that their equipment is particularly sought after and likely to be heavily targeted by Russian forces. This unsettling revelation casts a dark shadow over the battlefield, where Leopard 2 finds itself in a dangerous game of cat and mouse, stalked by an adversary driven by perverse incentives. After all, reasons remain reasons. The truth behind the Leopard 2's withdrawal remains mysterious, yet it serves as a testament to the complex tapestry of warfare, where technology, strategy, and human motivations intertwine in ways that defy simple explanations. How do you see this decision? It is a smart strategy, or is it a major setback from Ukraine's side? Leave your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for watching.